Computers, mobile phones, and other interactive technologies are changing our relationship with media, blurring the line between producer and consumer, and radically changing what it means to be creative. This is especially evident in the music world, as artists find ever more inventive ways to insert old influences into new material. A new documentary, Copyright Criminals, asks a critical question. Can anyone really own a sound? Copyright law has long interested Kembrew McLeod, an associate professor of communication studies at the University of Iowa.
I went to grad school back in the early 1990s with the intention of studying copyright and culture in sociology, and I had a professor tell me, why would you want to study copyright? It's a completely obscure and esoteric topic, and you'd never get a job if you study that.
Nearly 20 years later, McLeod says, copyright law has become a topic that touches everyone, especially anyone who listens to or makes music. That's what inspired him to collaborate with his friend, filmmaker Benjamin Franzen, to make a documentary.
We wanted to take it to a broader audience. We wanted to make a film that both a 13-year-old kid would be interested in and our moms would be interested in.
I've always been attracted to music and to filming music, and setting out to question, can you own a sound, and how we tell that story seemed like a challenge, and that was my interest in being involved.
Basically, when I'm sampling, I have all these artists, they're in my band.
A lot of antiquated assumptions about musical creativity.
I think it's cheap and lazy, and I have very little respect for people who make music that way.
Can't just have a record that's made up of everybody else's records and not pay them for it.
Executive producer and writer McLeod says the documentary, called Copyright Criminals, traces the rise of hip-hop music from the urban streets of New York to its current status as a multi-billion dollar industry. It showcases many of hip-hop's founding figures like Public Enemy, De La Soul, and Digital Underground, while also featuring emerging hip-hop artists.
As kind of a collage of other people's words and sounds and images.
In that way, Franzen says, it's very much like hip-hop music itself. For more than 30 years, performers and producers have been reusing portions of previously recorded music in new, otherwise original compositions. The documentary examines the creative and commercial value of this practice, called musical sampling.
Sampling is just basically taking something old, and using technology to rework it, reshape it into something new. So you take a 2-second snatch from an old record and you perhaps build your own bass line around that and you drop keyboards or whatever and vocals. So you have this new work, but it contains part of an old work.
But when lawyers and record companies got involved, McLeod says what was once referred to as a borrowed melody, or a remix, became a copyright infringement.
In the U.S. at least, courts have decided that even if you take 2 seconds of someone else's sound, it's an automatic copyright infringement. The law is pretty cut and dry, unfortunately. I say unfortunately because it's very restrictive. And also, it doesn't really take into account the fact that people have always borrowed from pre-existing works in their art. It's just that the technologies have changed.
Look at how any bit of culture is made. It's about taking bits and pieces of your influences and forging them into something newer and stronger.
That's how society moves forward. It doesn't just invent new things. It evolves through taking old things and changing them.
Go ahead, sample whatever you want.
The producers interviewed dozens of hip-hop artists about how they work out the copyright issue when they create new songs. Benjamin Franzen says it often came down to money.
There's an artist, LP, that we interview, and he's got a very good statement about you're either rich enough to afford the law or you're a complete outlaw. You know, there's some truth to that. If you're Kanye West or you're Jay-Z or someone that has the money, they can kind of do what they want, and they can afford to negotiate high numbers to use a sample. And on the other hand, there's underground artists and the newly emerging hip-hop artist or sample-based artist that can't publish their work. They can't get record deals. They have to rely on having shows or the internet. So there is this sort of polar extremes, you know, being rich enough to afford it or being an outlaw.
With new technologies creating ever more innovative ways for remixing and sampling, Cambrew McLeod says he expects copyright will continue to be an issue.
The laws haven't caught up to what people are doing with technology now, and who knows, they may never catch up. And I see the future going in either two ways. One way is the law will respond to what people are doing and will adapt and will basically decriminalize the kind of behavior that millions of people are participating in. But that's more like a fictional scenario. The nonfiction scenario, the documentary scenario of what's probably going to happen is that the laws are going to get more restrictive because that's been the history of copyright law for the past quarter century.
Copyright criminals producers say they don't expect their hour-long documentary to answer the fundamental question of can anyone really own a sound, but they hope it will help people better understand how copyright laws affect creativity and free expression in today's remix culture. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.